Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. We put out the 200th episode of our podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real, just the other night, and the response has been, frankly, overwhelming. This was something where we wanted to do something different for the 200th episode. We brought our friend Naomi Zeichner, the former editor-in-chief of The Fader, now works at YouTube. We brought her up here, and she interviewed us. We got to tell our story, and so many people hit us up, sent us the most wonderful notes about how affecting the episode was, how inspiring it was, how energizing it was. And for us, that meant so much. So shout out to everybody who let us know how much they enjoyed the episode. We do it for the love. This isn't a huge moneymaker for us. As we said the other day, this isn't something that we planned to do. It became this
thing,
a bigger thing than we could have even imagined.
Yeah.
And along the way, a lot of people have said so many nice things about what we do, about the legacy that we're leaving. The guests have been so gracious with their time and everything. But we've never been nominated for any Webbies or anything.
Right, no awards.
No, we haven't come home with any trophies.
No certificates.
You do it each week and you hope that people get something out of it. Until yesterday.
Until yesterday.
And yesterday, we finally won something. And I want to take a second to acknowledge that. There are so many podcasts in the world.
Millions.
Like, everyone has a podcast now.
Yeah, there are people who hit us up asking us to name their podcast.
Everyone has a podcast these days, and of all those podcasts, we have been named the most annoying podcast.
By one random guy on Twitter.
Bam, 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 bam.
Pew, 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 pew.
How about that?
Yeah, big day.
Man, out of all the podcasts, we're not just like mildly annoying.
We are the most annoying podcast.
We should like put that on a poster and get it framed. I feel like it should be put in the bio on our iTunes page.
Get like a light tattoo. One guy said.
One guy said that we
are
the most annoying podcast. Well, congratulations, Jeff.
Congratulations to you.
Man, it took us 200 episodes, but we finally made it. And Jeff, it's one thing to share it with the audience at home, but I just want to take a second now and tell someone who really knows us about what we just achieved.
Are you calling Safari?
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
I'm fine. I was just thinking of you at the second.
Oh, crazy. Well, Mom, we're recording the intro to our podcast right now, and I just wanted to tell you something. Jeff's here, too. Say hi.
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 Mom, we wanted you to be the first one to know that we have received the highest honor you could possibly receive in podcasting.
Which is?
Someone on Twitter said that we have, out of all the podcasts out there, the most annoying podcast.
What?
I know, it's out of all the podcasts, Mom.
Well, of course, I'm always proud of any award that comes your way, but I beg to differ.
Mom, this isn't going to help us get the most annoying podcast next year.
We made it, Mom. Well, we appreciate you, and thanks for this.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. But thank you to everybody who really reached out to us and let us know how much that episode meant to them. Thanks to everyone for spreading the word about the 200th episode and all the other episodes before. We really, really appreciate it, and thank you for riding with us, rocking with us, and moving forward with us. So today on the podcast...
Today on the podcast, we watched a movie. Well, first of all, we asked everybody what movie we should watch next with The Locks.
We got so many recommendations. People wanted us to watch more cartoons. People wanted us to watch more action movies, more Marvel
everybody
movies.
Everybody wants Marvel movies.
A lot of people wanted There Will Be Blood.
Yep.
A lot of people want some traditional comedies, and so we listened to you guys, and we took that all into consideration.
And then we ignored every single one of you.
That's right.
And we watched You've Got Mail. The 1998 Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, Dave Chappelle, Steve Zahn.
Romantic comedy, based here on the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went up to Yonkers yesterday, and we watched You've Got Mail with Styles, with Sheik Looch.
And Jada walked in.
Yes.
Jada was in it for about 10 minutes.
Yep, he watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, he thought that it was Sleepless in Seattle.
It is not. Same actors, but different movie.
Yeah.
And yes, so today we're going to review, in the only way that we can review a movie.
Yeah.
Two Jews and two black dudes reviewing You've Got Mail. Jeff, when do you want to get into it?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. PJ Carlissimo, a.k.a. Robin Spree.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Best 90s Porn Name, a.k.a. Mark Assbuster.
I got to think of one before we do the next one. Yo, what up? It's Sheik Luz, Donnie G, a.k.a. Silverback Bitch.
Yeah.
What up? It's Bobby, a.k.a. Roll Up, a.k.a. Your Favorite Hebrew, a.k.a. We In Here.
Yeah.
A.k.a. the new Siskel and Ebert, oh, even though they're dead. The black guys, the Jews, the four of us, the fucking. That A.k.a.
Yeah, this is two Jews and two black Jews reviewing the movies. And after all those gunshots,
we watched the romantic comedy, baby. You Got Mail. We just watched You Got Mail and you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I know what you're saying right now. It. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, Looch. Yo, Sheik, my nigga, what the fuck do they got you doing, bro?
That's what they're saying right now.
That's what they're saying.
Yo, Looch, say words, son.
Yo, we watched You
Yo,
Got
Free
Mail.
Looch. Free
yeah,
Looch.
Yeah, yeah. Word up.
Yo, Jeff, real quick, read
You
the...
Got Mail, Lives Matter. I'm what is that? Right?
Read the Wikipedia entry on You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail is a 1998 American romantic comedy drama film starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, directed by Nora Ephron and co-written by Nora and Delia Ephron, inspired by the play Parfumery by Miklos Laszlo. The film is about two people in an online romance who are unaware that they are also business rivals. It marks the third coupling of Hanks and Ryan, who had previously appeared together in Joe vs. the Volcano and Sleepless in Seattle.
You had seen Sleepless in Seattle. Did you see Joe vs. the Volcano also?
And you were
and
around.
You've Got Mail.
Definitely seen You Got Mail.
I had never seen I had never seen Sleepless in Seattle before. I don't think I've seen Joe vs. the Volcano. And I saw You've Got Mail in the theaters.
Right. Joe vs. Volcano was the same concept, probably, right?
With the volcano.
Same people.
Yeah.
Wow, they ran with that shit. Holy shit, they ran with that concept.
No, but Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Good chemistry.
Great chemistry.
Did he hit in real life?
No, I heard he did. I heard he did.
You heard he did?
Yeah, somebody told me that's close to the word.
What are you on, like
somebody,
a message board?
My sources tell me that, he hit that. You know what I'm saying? He said it was whack, though.
Yo, have you seen her recently, by the way?
Nah, but I know she was 50 in this movie in 98. So how old is she now?
You're 56.
I'm 56, but she was 50.
She was 50
in
this
movie.
Yo, she totally reconstructed her face. Oh, like, totally, like, face off, different.
Are you thinking of Renee Zellweger?
He's talking about Meg Ryan.
No, Meg Ryan's got like a different face. Renee Zellweger has one too.
Pull up Meg Ryan's grill, yo.
But Meg Ryan definitely.
Meg Ryan's a legend, though. Let's just start there.
She is a legend.
Tom Hanks, legend.
I like that they put Vin Rames in there. He was skinny at the time.
Vin Rames? Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Yo, okay. So this one. Yo. So this whole thing is obviously like the two of them have this online relationship. We're going to talk about like AOL. We're going to talk about instant messaging and all that. They got these screen names. There's cheating involved. There's all this, you know, relationship stuff. But it's about like big box stores versus mom and pop stores.
Word.
And that's like 98. And now people are like, oh, my God, I miss Barnes & Noble because they're all shutting down right now.
Yeah.
Are you guys afraid of Amazon?
Nah.
No?
I just joined Prime last week. I must admit, the deals at Whole Foods are amazing. I just got down.
I saw you tweeting about it, like, all day.
Yo, that shit got crazy, bro. I almost refunded my
money. They send that shit to your crib?
I don't go that far, Luch. I just want to deal with them with the grocery tip. I'm not one of them order.
Get that 15% off that organic.
They do have an array of weapons. That's incredible, dog. they have bone crushers for dumb cheap on Amazon Prime.
Listen.
Joints that I paid $100 for, like bone crushers, on Amazon Prime. I seen the same titanium thing.
It gets delivered.
Yeah, right fast. They deliver.
My son fucking buys any little thing. And they send $5. He bought a bucket to ice his foot that I couldn't got in a dollar store. But they'll still deliver that shit. Mm-hmm. Anything on Amazon.
Or is it worth it?
No. No, not that I told him. I said, what the fuck, man?
Are we trying to get sponsored?
I would hope so
eventually, but this is one of those attempts.
No, but,
we are. Any sponsors are listening. As my man Jeff said.
Yo, but for real though, Amazon's scary though. Amazon is like, they're taking over everything. Yeah. They're in every part of your life. They're all over
here. They bought Walmart too, right?
I don't know if they bought Walmart.
No,
they definitely bought Whole Foods.
Why is it scary? Yeah. I'm missing
out. It's scary because they're involved with every big thing, small thing.
Yeah, every facet of life. So basically,
they buy our show, Jeff, is the question.
That you know, want to know what? That would make it great.
That is a great possibility. I'm still lost. What the fuck? Like, if they could get you what you need real quick and it comes to the house.
Which is the great part.
Right. What else?
Have you ever seen the movie WALL-E?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you know how, like, everybody is sort of, like, slaves to these giant big box stores?
Okay.
Like, that's what it is. Mm. It drives out all other competition.
Okay.
And then you're just faced with
Why you asked, did they buy Walmart? Because Walmart is like a superstore.
Yeah, well, I know the Walmart in White Plains is closing.
Oh, really?
I don't know if Amazon bought the building or if they bought Walmart. But
I thought you meant because Walmart, like, takes over, like, every jobs and shit like that. Yeah.
Walmart may be martial law reverse.
Yeah, and also.
Peep game.
They're pressing big cities now to put like their like new headquarters in too, and getting their way for like no money, which is just wild. But they're gonna take over everything, and we should be afraid of Amazon, unless they buy our show, and then we're cool.
Then we are on board.
That's right.
Shouts to our alien overlords over at Amazon.
But this is a day and age. 98. Where were you guys in 98?
I just turned 36 in 98. You know,
just about.
And
98 was a time of like actual physical books that you can go to a bookstore and buy.
Yeah.
AOL was just sort of like getting to the place where it was popularized. That's why
you got mail. That shit was exactly. Crazy.
Did you guys ever have AOL?
Yeah, I did. Of course.
Did you?
Well, your computer, you had to.
We didn't have AOL. We had like AT&T.
AT&T. Yeah.
Oh.
You guys got the free CDs and put them in.
I had AOL. And that same shit. Yeah, with it loaded up and
the modem.
The modem and shit like that.
What was your screen name?
and I think I had it on a fucking a Gateway computer.
Oh, hell yeah.
With the cow print.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, in the boxes.
What the fuck made me go there and buy that shit? Because what's the name? Mac wasn't it yet, right?
No. Mac was not like cool yet.
Gateway 2000.
I had all kind of bullshits before I started.
It wasn't Mac yet, though.
I had that. I think I had
you probably had a Commodore. Oh. I think niggas I had Commodores,
Dell,
remember?
I ain't have
a lot of computers. I definitely had the Gateway.
Like family shit. Like,
I don't know if I had a Dell.
We never had a Dell. We had Gateway.
I had a Dell.
You had a Dell?
Yeah.
Dude, you had a Dell.
Yeah.
You look like a Dell type of guy.
If you had a Dell, you had a Dell. Where the fuck was y'all? Was y'all in the same house?
No, I was in college.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, but wait.
It don't work like that for white people, Luch. He don't know shit about
white people. How the fuck?
They brothers. They got fuck. That ain't that shit in that shit, man. He get a computer, he get a computer. That ain't no one computer.
Yeah, like if he had a deal, you had a deal. Nigga, like,
yeah, that shit broke.
Yo, wait.
You had a belt, he had a belt.
You don't remember your AOL screen name?
Nah, man.
Or your email address?
Nah, I don't remember that shit.
You do. You remember yours.
Of course I do. Mine was Scheme369.
Scheme.
Yeah. I was, because I looked in like a dictionary. I was looking for a cool word.
Scheme was a hip hop word for us. Like, scheme. Niggas would tag up scheme.
Jeff was trying to go out there and like throw something up.
Oh,
you know?
No, I wasn't.
That was crazy. Scheme.
No, 369 was your block, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
True. What's the name? TRU.
Yep.
Was a tag name and shit.
Yo, their screen names were like tags, like NY152.
Yep.
You hit it with Shop the building girl.
I guarantee if either of them had seen any graffiti, they would have called every single cop.
Oh, for sure. Is this the whitest movie you've ever seen in your life?
Absolutely. Yes. The whitest movie I've ever
seen. It's up there.
When y'all said, let's review this movie, I said, cool, you know, it's going to
What was the whitest scene in this movie?
I want to say somewhere over the rainbow playing at the end when they kissed with the dog.
In the park?
In Riverside Park.
Yeah, yeah. And then they kind of cried with the hesitation kiss and shit. They sold it. They sold it with the hesitation kiss. Yeah, that shit right there was like, oh shit. That was the whitest shit ever seen.
I thought the whitest scene was when they were at that like party where they were getting like
The caviar.
The caviar was like surrounding the plate and they were taking like all of that and they were surrounded by all like the
she
fine
took it back
books.
Though. You seen that, right? She took it back.
Yeah. There were no minorities at that party.
And this her haircut.
None
her fucking haircut. Not in the whole fucking movie besides Vin Rames.
Chappelle.
That's it.
Yo, you got a Vin Rames jacket on. That's a back jacket.
Yo, what do you think
her haircut was the whitest shit ever. Yo, after that, after her haircut, every soccer mom that you see,
everyone
had that shit.
Haircut's dope.
Every soccer mom had that haircut. I swear to God.
Yeah. You ain't like Meg Ryan's cut. Keep it 1,000.
No,
you ain't pay. You ain't pay attention.
That cut is lit, dog. You fucking
everybody
bugging,
copped
dog.
That shit after.
I'm gonna give you the whitest scene. It pretty much had to be. I think the whitest scene of it all. And I admired it a lot, actually.
How white it was?
How white it was. I didn't even know this could happen. The breakup.
Oh.
The breakup was incredible.
Yeah.
The breakup.
When Meg Ryan and Frank.
Yeah.
And Frank broke up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the smoothest shit ever.
You don't love me? You don't love me either?
Oh, wow. Like, it was high five. Oh, wow. Hey.
Oh, my God. They smiled at each other. You like.
Yo.
Like, oh, shit.
What the fuck? That could happen.
The cab showed up immediately.
Yeah.
Word. It was like smooth packing.
Yeah.
It was no crazy shit. It was no argument. No.
That nigga went straight to that bitch he met house.
Word.
He went straight to her house, the one that was loving
his
book.
He got a radio deal. He got everything after that. They should make part two.
How about the other breakup? The breakup in the elevator.
When you see it, he just left with his bags later. Mm. Hour later, he left. He looked at his bull. The wood in the elevator was great, too. Mm. Great craftsmanship.
Yo, you got stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, I did.
Recently?
Yeah.
What happened? How'd it go down?
Concourse.
Literally.
In the Bronx.
In the Bronx, yeah. I was stuck on the elevator. I was going to do a video. Got stuck on the elevator. It was me and my homie Cass, the video dude. Then it was like a real hefty drunk dude.
Did you guys break up?
Almost. Almost. And then it was
you
like
guys break up.
It was just crazy. We almost had to put two people to sleep, but we didn't. Fire people came and got us out.
Yo,
it was all good.
Out.
Yeah, two dudes was kind of bugging.
I don't know how you.
Yeah, how were you doing?
What do you mean bugging? What
they start grabbing the door, panicking, jumping. One was real hefty too. He was big. He was a big fella.
Black
he was
dude.
Sweating. It was hot. It was an old elevator. It was
black
small.
Dude.
Yeah, one was black and one I want to say he was Dominican. He was Dominican with soup, extremely ashy feet. Crazy.
If they kept jumping up and down, were you afraid that the whole elevator would go?
No, they was just panicking and it was too small. They kept grabbing the door in between. They kept just doing all the wrong shit.
You tell them you'll calm down?
We did after a minute. Then we put one in one corner. We put the fat dude in the far corner, like over there. And then we told the other poppy, don't touch another fucking button.
Yeah, you got to do the clap.
Don't fucking.
I swear to God.
Yeah, don't touch a
one
fucking.
One of y'all niggas jump again.
We had to do that. Don't fucking touch nothing. Keep it calm. Relax. It was dumb hot on there. But it came out. It ended up all right.
Did you guys choose like a bathroom corner?
You know, I'm going to punch Jeff in his fucking thigh one day. Dumb hard. Just in his thigh.
What'd he say?
It's good. He always says crazy shit. In a small elevator.
Yo, they listen to you.
He's like disrespectful. Like, this guy right here, man. Yeah, they listened. It was hectic.
1 hour in the
it
elevator.
It was teamwork, too.
No, it
wasn't
an hour.
No. It wasn't an hour.
Styles preaching to them big niggas. I done tell you, Styles, you ain't in the fucking booth, nigga. The fuck out of here. I'm jumping,
I was prepared.
I'm making some noise in this bitch.
I was prepared for that. Out.
Wait, did anybody rap for you?
None of that, Jeff. You know what, Jeff? Doing these little talks, we're going to stop talking. I'm just going to ignore you, actually.
What do you think was going through Dave Chappelle's head when he signed up for this? Is the same year
I got
as
the
Half-Baked.
Fucking bag.
He got the
I
bag.
Got the fucking bag.
I'm gonna be in
shout out
in
to
Seattle
Dave Chappelle
and Joe vs. the Volcano.
And you know what's crazy?
And the Toy Story. Then they never called him.
And he
after
can say
that.
I was in a movie with Edith.
Mm.
Crazy.
Archie Bunker's wife was in there. True.
Yeah.
He thought it was on after that. I don't think Tom Hanks looked at him after that shit. They seen each other at fucking Nobu.
Yo.
They didn't even say hi to each other after that shit. That's fucked up, Chappelle.
What are some of the things that we liked about this movie?
I like that it was in our neighborhood.
That was pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's funny to, because this is shot, what, 20 years ago?
Yep.
And it's funny to see all the places that are still around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yo,
funny
that
to
was
see,
your
like,
hood?
That's
yeah.
our hood.
Right by us.
Yeah, that's like...
You know all them little markets and shit that they
yeah.
was at
yeah.
and all that shit?
Like,
yeah.
there's like a Nautica store that apparently used to be there.
But like, that Starbucks is still there. There's like all these neon signs that they were showing early on. We're just like, oh, I know that one and that one and
yeah.
that one.
Cafe Lalo, where they meet up the coffee shop.
Yep.
That's still there.
Yep.
So what still did you same. Like about the movie?
Nothing. No, I mean, like, I'm not... I'm not a romantic comedy guy.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, Jeff. Fucking clearly, bro.
You think I'm a serial killer? By the way, got some real serial killer vibes from Tom Hanks.
You know, that was back then, romantic comedy. I ain't see the comedy really in that motherfucker. I know it was a romantic movie. Nowadays, these romantic comedies are kind of funny.
Right, right.
They got some that funny ones with Adam Sandler and all of them.
Right, this is more like cutesy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that shit fucking threw me off.
Like, it was fine. I think that I liked that... I like Steve Zahn's character.
He was good.
I thought he was funny.
Good and funny.
Yep. I like the message of...
I like that. All right, not the coach. I like that.
No, please cut me off. Really, by the way, I'm literally like, I'm just like stretching for anything to find.
I know, that's why I was coming to save you, brother.
Thank you.
I like that movie showed the unity of black people and that you know, we could all... come together and you know, and it showed the strength.
You like the strong black woman.
It was that one black Vin Rames in there, and that was it. Where the fuck was the people from your hood? Why wasn't it walking around? Nowhere. I ain't seen nobody at the fair, the market, the fucking Whole Foods, none of that shit.
Well, wait, what was Rose?
Who was Rose?
Rose was the cashier at Zabar's.
No, she wasn't black.
No, she was not black, but she was
close enough for you.
She might have been like Indian.
She wasn't black.
Yeah, close enough for you.
What was Rose?
As long as she was different. She was different, though, right? She was different.
She was ethnic. She fuck out of here, Jeff. I don't know what the fuck Rose was. I can tell you what, though.
What's that?
They did, if you go back and you think about it, what year was that, 98?
98.
98. Frank was giving you the message on what the internet was going to do and how it was going to affect people's mind and society. That was kind of deep, if you really think about it.
Dating.
Yep.
Meg Ryan was a thought.
Yep.
DMs.
She was down in the DMs. Absolutely. Going down in the DMs.
Yo, long DMs.
Long DMs. So it kind of shows you how... technology, as far as big store take over little store.
Yep.
And technology has an influence in everything. And even back then, at the start of it, somebody with their eye open seen that shit, what was going to happen.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Right there, you should have bought your shares when you first watched that movie. You should have bought your shares and Apple and all these kind of things, man. God damn.
They were using Apple computers.
Like, even with Edith, like, Edith worked at the bookstore.
The older bookstore, lady.
The older lady.
Yep.
Yeah. Bookstore closed down. She said, I got very mad rich. Bread. I invested at six.
Intel. Yeah. Yeah. Intel. Yeah.
I bought Intel at six.
Smart lady.
Yo. Like, you know what I mean? So that shows even back then, like, people, she was at a bookstore doing all that bullshit, but
she didn't care if
she caught the wave.
She really didn't care if the bookstore shut down. She was like, fuck it.
She said, I'm very rich.
I actually liked the construction of the movie. I thought it was, like, clever the way it was done in terms of, like, At a certain point, Tom Hanks does know what he's doing.
But that's like the creepy part of it, right?
It's super creepy.
Because like
mega creepy.
He's setting her up the whole time.
And
he was stalking.
He's stringing her around and then like showing up at all the places and being like, hey, let's look for this imaginary guy together.
He was in love.
Okay. Well, okay.
What was literally
yeah, but that's
in
like
love.
That's like a real serial
online
killer
love.
Vibe.
Yeah, online love.
It's creepy.
Now, do we consider this cheating because they were both in relationships, but they're giving their heart out through these long ass messages?
That bitch was a hoe, man.
Yeah, she was dying. He was
she
wrong.
Was trying to get
that definitely
yo,
was cheating.
That's a double standard.
If that kid, if she'd have met him, the guy she was online with, Tom Hanks, she would have fucked. She'd have gave it to him while she was with that dude
in person. What's up?
Yeah, she would have gave it to him.
Damn.
You don't think she would have... She just didn't meet him yet.
For sure.
While she was living with that nigga, she would have gave it to him.
Damn. At the bookstore.
That nigga had bars.
At the bookstore?
At the bookstore.
He was giving her bars, bad paragraphs of bars and why.
Do you feel bad?
For who?
For either of the relationships.
Nah. That dude wanted out, too.
I mean, I think that...
Everybody was good at the end of the day.
Just in all relationships, yeah.
I think that a really compelling movie would be Parker Posey's character.
Mm. So Tom Hanks' girlfriend.
Yeah, how she sees the whole thing. She's like, I got broken up with in an elevator.
With somebody that he's been sending emails to day and night.
But she kept it moving. She was trying to hire the chick after, so...
Hell yeah. She's in business for real.
Apparently, she wasn't that distressed. She's a boss.
There's something about the fact that, like... He's got his woman sleeping in his bed, but he still has to get up in the middle of the night and send off these emails to someone else. Like, the relationship was toxic to begin with.
Yeah, no.
It was both in bad relationships. Mm. Not even bad relationships. They was just... And shit, they wasn't interested.
Yo, what do you think about the work relationship divide here? Like, do you think they were both all in on work, both Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan?
Nah, they both wanted to get hit.
I'm trying to think about that one.
Yo, the best part was that
if it was all about work, they wouldn't have been online.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they was
okay.
No, but is the online thing a convenient sort of escape? Because hell it's not like in front
it's
of your face.
Land. It's a fantasy land that they you know, developed with each other, and they couldn't wait to get home. And
yo, what happens if it doesn't work out though? Or they never meet up, and they just spend all their time
emailing. That's why the online is perfect. Because if they don't meet up, cool. Hey.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's no real commitment.
Okay,
they really didn't give no. They didn't give really no info on each other.
So let's set some rules right now. In 2018,
yeah,
if people are jumping in DMs, if it just stays DMs, it's all cool.
Yeah,
you saw what happened with Shiggy.
Nah,
you know who Shiggy is, the kid who did the dance, right? Yeah. So what happened? He was in girls' DMs.
Yep,
and one of the girls.
Put
was
it
like,
out there.
Should I share this?
Yeah.
She asked Twitter if she should share these DMs.
And of course, Twitter said,
yes.
Be responsible with your DMs.
And then Shiggy went on his own Instagram and did a video where he's apologizing to his girl, who is like,
I was going to ask, did he have a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Like, and she's bad.
Yeah.
But they've been together for like a long time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, like, you know, before he was Shiggy, after he's Shiggy, right?
Yeah.
If it's DMs and you didn't like touch anything, you didn't like meet anyone.
That nigga was stupid for that. You know that. Come on, dog. He knows. Homie knows. He a regular dude. Like a regular nigga. Like he knows. This is possible. Right in this day and age, I could get caught for these DMs. Let that bitch get thirsty and want to set me like. Now that I got status.
No,
if
he put out.
That fuck, huh?
He put out like a minute long tearful message, being like, "I'm so sorry. Like I shouldn't have done this."
How long ago was these DMs?
Like
Lord of Fame?
No, he was popping.
No, while yeah, he was like popping. While he was in Toronto with Drake.
He was like, "I'm sorry, my queen," you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
he did the right thing.
Yeah,
yes.
If that's his queen, he did the right thing. If not, then
what? DM? He?
Why no, was... he apologized to his lady, I guess, for getting knocked.
Yeah. Word.
In layman's terms, right?
Yeah. So if Tom Hanks got caught, and by the way. She, you were like, yo, what happens if
somebody
anybody
opens that
fucking computer?
The computer. She's done.
If he gets caught by his girl, by Parker Posey,
yeah,
how does he react and how does he move forward?
He murders her.
Because he's a psycho.
He's rich.
Did you see how he was dressed?
Yeah, I did see how he was dressed.
He's rich.
What does that mean, though?
He's oh, that he's allowed to?
That's how you handle it. You pack your bags.
Yo, he moved out of his, moved onto the boat.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a big boat.
You pack the bags.
Yep.
You grab the dog. Mm-hmm. And you leave. You just like he did.
Shouts to Brinkley.
He did the right
It was Brinkley?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Barkley.
That's no, Barkley is a...
Yeah. Brinkley.
Barkley is a better name for a dog than Brinkley.
All right, what
whoa,
are the...
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to leave it for the commentaries?
I mean, his name was Brinkley. Why you want to shit the Barkley now? Like that's
Barkley is a
up.
Dog's name. Barkley.
Man, fuck you. That
Bark,
was
like Bark, the dog... The dog Barkley. Barkley. Yeah. I thought it was Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley's a better name, but it was Brinkley.
Brinkley.
But I had a real issue with the fact that it's called You've Got Mail and that the voice says You've Got Mail when the icon says You Have Mail.
That's true.
Wow, Jeff.
That was deep, though.
That was
That was deep, though.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let that breathe for a second.
FBI.
Just going to let that breathe.
Assassins.
All right, what? Yeah,
of that nature.
Now that Jeff has brought it up, what are things we did not like about the movie?
I think one thing I didn't like is the length of the movie. We could have did it in 15 minutes or 30 minutes and made it a sitcom on a Channel 11. You know what I mean? For one thing,
60
that,
seconds called a Shiggy video.
That shit could have been an after school special that comes or somewhere else. Yo, and then he could have been told, yo, I'm the stalker. I'm the guy that been loving you.
I'm the perv.
And shit, I'm the perv, right? I'm like perv. 10 scenes ago, he dragged that shit out trying to get more out of her and tell her, like, for her to
he
tell her more
to
about
fix
herself.
It, though. He was trying to fix it.
He was.
And he like.
Yo, You've Got Mail could have had a real negative, like, vibe to it, too, if he said it in, like, a weird,
definitely.
Real.
Yeah.
Weird voice.
Well, listen, I mean, he showed up to her apartment when she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then got real familiar.
Real stalker.
Also,
he
walked
got
right
real
past
familiar.
Her into yeah. the
well,
apartment.
First of all,
he
told
her,
Jeff.
Okay.
He did go in the apartment, but she led him to the bedroom.
Mm. Yeah,
no, I don't think she let him
come
there.
In, yeah,
she, I don't think she let
you
him.
Usually,
got to
tell a vampire, yo, you can come in.
Yeah,
you can come in.
Like he followed her.
Yeah,
she got into her bed.
She never said get out.
sternly, though.
This is true.
She wanted him there. He put his hands on her face.
Word. That was real perv.
Very aggressive.
That was very passive aggressive.
Like, tucked her in.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
I was like, my man, like, you're getting real familiar.
But she was chilling with it,
She wanted that, though.
She was sick.
When he left, she was like, what's going on?
No,
when
he left, she was like, NY-152, this man.
But at the end, she told them, I hoped it was you.
Yeah.
No, Tom Hanks
wanted to. He used the right mental game. He went about it right? If she told him at the end, I hoped it was you.
Yeah.
He stalked her. He perved her out.
No.
He bought the business out. He finished the business.
Mm-hmm.
He stalked her.
And then he gave her the business.
He mind-fucked her.
Yeah.
No. He definitely mind-fucked
her. He wanted to get into her.
He mind-fucked her.
He wanted to get into her big box store.
He wanted to get into her big box.
Yo, that's dark.
Yeah.
It was very dark.
But also.
That was a piece of shit. Tom Hanks was a piece of shit.
Yo, she also had no other options.
Definitely.
She's got no job. Her business is done.
Yo.
And then this guy is taking up all of her time, leading her to look after some magic, like some imaginary character.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing. Like, wow.
Yeah. It's like some real, like, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Really, guys?
He's like leading her around the city for weeks, being like, hey, let's go find this guy.
He stood her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to the dinner, then stood her up. They say it was him.
He was my fucking shit.
He was like the greatest hype man for himself, too. He was like, yo, my guy NY-152. Like, you know, he's doing his thing. You should probably go meet with him.
He's a real creep.
He's very creepy.
But she was a creep, too, because who the fuck dates a creep?
Who did you find
yourself? That's where we're saying, like, he definitely was a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she was a creep. I think that she's a dummy.
She was a dummy.
She is definitely a dummy.
Yeah.
But she was a dummy that liked creeps. Can we go with this one?
Yes.
That was catfish. I'm telling you, that whole shit was catfish.
She was a dummy who liked creeps, dog.
How do we feel about how she ran her business?
Oh, not great.
Not great.
Wait, why say that?
I mean, she went out of business, number one.
No, but she was competing with that megastore that came along. She was doing well before that.
She had a great fight against them. She put up a great fight. She got her man at the time to write an article.
Mm-hmm.
She went on television to go bury Tom Hanks.
Yeah, it's a little unethical.
It is totally unethical. Then she put...
But that's on him, not her.
She put foot soldiers outside the store.
Yep. She ran to the press. Yep.
This is true.
It was 13 kids outside that store. And then once when the lady...
That makes Tom Hanks the fucking moron.
Well, who are we rooting for here? Like, are we rooting for the psychopath or for the dummy?
No, we're rooting for them to get together. That's the whole thing.
I'm going with that, Jeff. Yeah. That's where I was going. You root for them to get together because they're attracted to each other.
So we don't have to like either of them.
No, I don't find either of them likable.
We're just rooting for love, like, wherever it shows up.
I was thinking about this the entire time. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, Dame Dash or whoever else will say, like, you know, like, Jews or white people need to stick to, like, their culture, like, you know, no culture vultures?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is this my culture?
On like, the Upper West Side?
Yeah, I was like, is this
That's
supposed
part of
to
your
be?
Culture, Jeff.
Wow.
Is this like, a great culture, though. There's nothing wrong with Upper West.
But I need to get out of
Barnes and Noble's and start, mob.
Yeah.
The Barnes
like,
mob.
Wrong with
it's like
Upper
this
West
and like
culture,
Alanis
bro.
Morissette songs. Like, is that my culture?
Wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah. The music. See, culture is one thing that you can infuse many things in.
Mm.
You could like something from one culture. Like, say you like fucking Japanese shows and shit like that. That's weird shit about... What's it about again?
I watched a thing called Terrace House.
Good memory.
Which was a documentary about seven strangers living in a house together, and it's like the most... It's like Real World, but without any drama.
Now,
it's on Netflix.
If you like that right? Yeah. You like that.
Mm-hmm. See, it almost made it sound like I was watching like Japanese porn, but continue.
Fuck it, though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I'm saying, if you like that shit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Japanese porn.
Not his culture.
Then you like, not my culture. Another. I'm culture vulturing that.
Wow.
You like hip hop, right?
I sure do.
You like white ladies, right?
Meg Ryan.
You like, yeah. You could just pick. You could pick shit from different culture.
I sort of want you to do
vulture,
my online.
It's when you make the money off of it and don't give back. You become the vulture of the culture.
Got it.
That's when the vulture part comes in.
It's when you move on from it.
Not even that. Not fuck if you moved on. If you in it and you ain't spreading the love.
Right.
Right.
And you ain't trying to get somebody else on from something you making a dollar off of and it's not your original culture, you're definitely a culture vulture. I have to agree with Name on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know, that's totally agreeable. But now to say you as a regular human, like, I like Japanese shows about terraces.
Yeah, wait, I like hip hop music.
Hold up,
I like Alanis Morris.
Yeah,
I like Little Red Hats. I like Nikes.
Mm-hmm. Hold up,
I do like Little Red Hats.
wait. Did Dave Chappelle culture vulture this movie?
Oh. That's a good question.
Yeah, he took the bag.
He just got the bag. He got the bag. He didn't really. If he was in, you know, if he was in Volcano and Sleepless, yep. he would culture vulture that shit. But then again, like, he's smart. That was smart.
They culture vultured him.
No, they tried.
They tried. They said, yo, we need somebody black flavors famous. We don't got black faces in it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of light.
Right. Well, then we need you in three scenes.
And I think, yeah. I personally think that was a little Tom Hanks. Maybe talking to the director
mm-hmm.
or the producer.
He had seen Half Baked.
And
he was like, yeah.
Half Baked. Probably seen it.
Oh, motherfuckers need each other, man.
Shout out to Tom Hanks'
son,
Chet.
Think about that shit. Yep, Chet Hanks.
Chet probably was like playing some shit, doing some shit.
Wait,
he seen Dave Chappelle on the fly. He was like, oh, shit, Chappelle.
You had to have that black dude in it.
Tom Hanks got fucking range, bro.
He does have
range. Let's just speak on Tom Hanks' range for a minute.
Let's go.
His fucking range is incredible. He's funny.
Yep.
You could talk to Wilson.
He could be a killer.
He could be a killer.
In that Hitman movie when he was Road a hitman with his son.
Mm. Road to Redemption. The man has range, man.
Has he ever been Splash? A villain?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
He's never been a villain, though, right?
Yeah, Road to Redemption.
Yeah, yeah, this was villainous.
Yeah, Road to Redemption. He was in a mob.
Let me tell you something. He's a hitman. Yo, check it out, Pete. Somebody asked me recently, who is better, De Niro or Denzel? You know why I gave it to De Niro right now? I know you're going to be like, wow, why'd you do that, right?
Racism?
Like, you want to know why I gave it to De Niro right now? And you stop me when I'm wrong. Take a drink. I gave it to De Niro. Check it out. Yeah, take a drink. De Niro or Denzel, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to explain why.
Oh, because of Meet the Parents?
No. Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Denzel never showed me his comedic side.
Mm.
I never seen him make me laugh ever in his fucking life. Like, I seen all kind of gangster shit from De Niro, and then I seen the Farkas. I seen the fucking Meet the Parents. You know what I mean? And so on and so on with his comedic side.
Yeah.
I never seen Denzel outside of... You ever seen a comedy from Denzel? Like, Denzel was fucking hilarious. Oh, my God.
Not hilarious, but Spike Lee joint. You can say he showed a little...
Which one? What's the movie?
Mo Better Blues.
Oh, man. That's not...
Hey, that counts, dog.
Honestly, that counts? Brother. You sure that counts?
But look, hey, hold on. De Niro, I'm going to go... I'm going to say...
I'm with Denzel.
Look.
But until he shows me that...
The point you just made, I love the point.
Yeah,
and I have to say
that's the only thing separating them.
Is this some Yonkers Mount Vernon shit?
No. My name's De Niro. That's Pacino and De Niro mixed.
Mm-hmm. Or is it like Panera bread?
But I have to say this.
Hand me that liquor, bro.
I have to say this. Denzel.
Yes.
And De Niro's great. Love him. That's my guy. Definitely. I would love to sit. I mean. He's one of my all-time favorites.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the thing. But here's the one thing I say which separates them. Well, you got one factor. That's a great point. But Denzel. Nah, damn. I was going to go with an autobiography, but De Niro nailed Raging Bull.
Mm. Yeah, bro.
I'm going to give him credit on that. He fucking nailed it.
Around that time.
But Denzel, you could have thought he was Malcolm X.
For sure.
You understand what I'm saying? He like brought you to the hurricane.
Mm.
You could have thought he was the fucking hurricane.
I'm gonna go back
like, you understand? Glory when the tear dropped.
Glory was not very funny.
No,
but
when
did you see De Niro let a tear go?
No. Mm. What? In his movies?
Where did he let a tear go? Name the movie.
I don't know the tear.
I'm going to wait.
Yo, check this out, right? Check this out. The only thing, Styles, not their body of work, is this, that Denzel...
No, they're both great. I love them both.
Not their bodies of work. Denzel never showed, I'm going to do this fucking... Like, he... De Niro went from that gangster shit...
Hold on, Luch. He nutted out another great actor. His son's great.
Mm.
Bong.
His son is great.
His son's a great actor.
Yes, but we're not counting that.
Definitely.
That got to count for something.
He's a legacy.
I want to say this to everybody that's listening. I fucking love Denzel.
For the record. Yeah.
Bobby D, too. We got to call him Bobby D.
And
Bobby
that's for the record.
Respect. We got to call him Bobby D.
Word.
Bob.
And
two Jews and two black dudes.
Yeah,
Bobby D. Yeah.
They both rep New York. But my point is, Denzel never, ever, ever once, and let's stop me when I'm wrong, showed his comedic side, like, yo, I want to lighten up this role.
He's not really that guy.
That's not his path, though, Luch.
But he does.
But neither was you. You would never think it was homie's math.
My man.
You wouldn't think it was. No, but you wouldn't. Nah, but you wouldn't think it was De Niro's. Like, his whole shit is like that deep. And he said, holy shit, I'm going to go to the Foggers. And you broke out.
He did it.
That shit was comedic genius in that shit.
He did it.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he do that?
Maybe Denzel. Maybe Denzel's just not funny.
Funny is cool sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, have you met him?
No. Neither one.
I would love to meet both.
Yeah. We should have them on the podcast, really. But
that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
we tried to get Denzel for our podcast. You know, he curved us.
What do you think, though, Pete? Why he never did no funny? Not it don't got to be funny when you're playing yourself.
I think it's just his criteria of acting and what he's about. Nah, no, old man.
You're not a serious actor if you do a funny role.
No, I'm not saying.
Well, I bet that he doesn't. I bet that it's not in his, like,
I love Bobby D.
mindset.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro's rare in that he went from being such a serious guy to later in life doing the comedic.
And it worked.
It worked. It did.
It fucking worked.
But you know how many people go from, like Tom Hanks went
from funny to serious. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people are serious.
Right? Let's say
Jim
this,
Carrey
too.
Was always that.
Funny to serious, though.
Yeah, let's say this, though.
Like his serious parts.
Bobby D's funny parts also still him.
Very true.
Still hard. Yeah. It's not like he's doing funny parts that's
no, you're right.
Like way
that's
out
a great
of character.
Point. That's a great point.
Of him. Like he's so bad grandpa.
So maybe Denzel hasn't.
Oh, God. He's bad grandpa. Why'd you say
no,
that?
I'm just saying he's great. He's meet the parents.
No, right. Grandpa's a great
example. He's fucking great. Like, so.
I love
but
bad
he's
grandpa.
Still raw. Yes. And he's still Bobby D, but it's just with a twist.
No, you're right.
Meet the
right.
parents is still like. You
right.
know what
so,
I mean?
Because the more serious he is, the funnier it is.
So what if they can mold it around that? What if they can mold. Yo, check it out, Denzel.
Denzel might not look at the script. He might see that script and toss it to the side. That's on the actor saying, hey, when I get this script. No, Denzel might say, I don't even do that
that's
shit.
Your agent
by the
saying,
way,
that's your
pretty
agent
funny
saying,
of Denzel.
No, that's your agent saying, yo, man, let's try some other shit, man. Like, yo, let's go over
yeah,
to
but
some
he keeps getting all these action movies coming in. I bet that De Niro was not getting the same old, or he was getting the same old, and he was tired of it, and they were like, all right, like, move on. I bet that Denzel's not tired of, like, the Equalizer 3.
He can make that transition right now, and it'll be okay with everybody.
Oh, I agree.
He's getting older. I swear.
I bet that he's not into it, though. Why? He might be he might be getting to that point.
But, Luke, here's where we got to go with another
point. You might
can
make a motherfucker laugh,
You've seen Denzel on the late night shows, and he's not very funny.
Hold on.
Oh.
So stiff.
Denzel is taking the Broadway and hit you with a play, though, Luke.
Very stiff.
No, he doesn't.
I'm saying he still do plays at his age. He'll still go to Broadway. So that's just saying, like,
he's a Hall of Famer. They got Bronx Tale right now out. He's behind a lot of stuff. No, wait. See, all right, so
I love both.
I got to see exactly. I was going to say
I love
that,
both. This is I just hear your point.
I got to say that, but you know, me too. Both amazing. One
with me,
won't show
you know
that other
it,
side.
With me, I'm going to go with your point on Bobby D. Did show more range with the comedic roles.
That's it. That's
I'm going to go with Denzel.
Just the comedic
feel
side.
Feel like on some of his roles, like he was. And so did Bobby D on a lot
hell
of roles.
Hell yeah.
A lot of roles.
Only
even
comedy,
before he was Bobby
that's
D.
That. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like a lot of early Bobby D too.
Yep.
He gives you that real.
It's only shit separating them.
That real, you know. They both real.
Only
genuine,
shit separating them. You ain't hear me.
Authentic actors.
Comedy. That's what's separating them both.
Yeah.
And nothing more because they're amazing. And the catalog is just the comedy shit is separating both of them, and that's it.
Yo, what up, Eric, a.k.a. Petri-Dish, a.k.a. For the Culture.
Yo, what up, it's Jeff, a.k.a. Shooter Boy in Blue, a.k.a. Papa Smurf.
What up, y'all, it's your boy, Sheik Loot Silver, back.
Yeah, it's SP the Ghost, a.k.a. Dark Culture.
And what we doing, Styles?
A.k.a. Get your lawyer money right.
And what we doing, Styles?
You know, October 3rd, we reviewing joints. Come on through Highline Ballroom.
Yeah, get
a seat. Feel wavy as you possibly could.
Real litty.
What to do, but come litty.
Yeah. Let's go, y'all.
Come super litty.
Tickets are on sale at itsthereal.com right now. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
In this movie, there's a bunch of points where Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan run into each other on the Upper West Side. It's, you know, small, like, part of town.
By the way, it's not that small. Also, like, Peter Rosenberg, not to cut you off, Peter Rosenberg lived across the street from us for, like, I don't know, 5 years or something, and I would see him at the grocery store maybe, like, twice a year.
All right.
Yeah.
They ran into each other. It's
all the time
happening.
Yeah.
Is there a situation that you guys had where you found yourselves at a party in this business where you wanted to avoid somebody and ran into them?
The Bad Boy Street Team.
Oh,
Cephalite, Super Mario, and Shan Boyle, and June. The rest. Oh my God, nigga. Yo, Tank. cool the fuck out, man, when I see you and shit.
Styles drops the microphone.
Like, yo, nigga. Oh, my God. The Bad Boy Street Team, like, when it's like, yo, yo, them motherfuckers legitimately assassins. Yo,
I think you just assassinated Styles.
Styles is different now.
Assassins. Puff raised, Mario, y'all niggas raised assassins. Niggas that run up on you with signs still, like, yo, nigga, it's 2054. Talking about we putting the band back together. The fuck that is, man. We ain't putting the band back together. No, we ain't. Who tell you that, Kiss?
We're making the band. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, what about you, Stas? Fucking Bad Boy Street Team.
Oh, my God. Have you ever met anybody off the internet?
Nah, you got it. That's them. That's more their question. I'm not really good on the internet, you know, for the most part. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Like, y'all literally tell me, yo, post this. And I'm cool with y'all telling me that. I swear to God. And I'll do it.
Styles?
I've met people that say, yo, I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, but, like, do you befriend them?
Nah, I'm not.
If someone's like, yo.
You know what it is?
I don't even think I follow the right amount of people.
I'm friendly.
I got to follow more people, right? God damn.
I'm not over friendly.
There's no set number. Oh,
okay. You know what I mean? I'm friendly. I'm cool. Like, I'm good vibes.
Yeah.
Chilling. But that over friendly shit ain't my cup of tea, really. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got enough friends.
You'll answer anybody who hits right? On Twitter?
I'm with them on that.
Pretty much, or if I feel like it, or no, because I get way too much hits. I answer what I feel sensible, or somebody I feel needs help. Or
I seen you though, P. You're right back, like, yo, thanks a lot, and
yeah,
good
because
looking. Your answer shit, like,
yeah, as an independent artist, you have definitely. I feel as an independent,
I gotta do that more.
As an independent rap artist, you have to engage with your fans because they can forget about you by like next month.
You do the same on the gram or
my gram sucks. My gram skills all the way. Nah. My gram skills.
You gotta like more.
Yeah, I don't be liking. I don't follow back. It's hard for me to talk back on a gram. Like, mad people that hit me.
You don't want to hear it?
Cool. Why? Nah, ain't that I don't want to hear it. Like, I'm talking on Twitter. I ain't gonna talk on Twitter and the gram. Like, it's a double up talk.
You chose one.
No, because you.
It ain't even that. It's just that,
you hit the button too, right? And it goes for both.
Yeah, that's on your post. But I'm saying when you post something, like somebody.
You're saying replying to the comment.
Like a mention on the gram, I suck at that. Like, on Twitter, I'll talk to you. On the gram, I apologize.
Our brother Dan and I, we went to Yellowstone and Grand Tetons about like 5 years ago. And Nike sent us a bunch of shoes and stuff to like, you know, post to so that we could get like, you know, hiking stuff before we went out there. And so this guy saw it and he was like, hey, I live out here. And he was like, can I take you guys out for drinks?
Could have been a psychopath.
And I looked
you
him
got
up.
Mail.
And I looked him up and I was like, all right, he seems like a normal guy. And he met us with his then girlfriend, who became his fiance, who's now his wife. And they were the best. We went and got drinks with them, and we went outside and they gave us like all these supplies that we would need if we went hiking. So they gave us like toilet paper if we got lost in the woods. They gave us water. They gave us bear spray. Like, all this shit. And they were just, like, the best people. So, shouts to Nate and D.
Wow.
And they were going to invite us to their wedding. Like, it was crazy.
You could have said no.
Yeah. But, like, we meet a lot of people off the internet.
No, for sure. I'm just saying, like, you know, from an outsider's perspective, you could have said no.
Yeah.
You didn't. And you were trusting of them. They did not kill you.
I've never had a bad experience meeting somebody off the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people have you met off the internet, Jeff?
Thousands.
Just Jill, no, Jan, Marissa. Yeah.
It's like the P.D. Pablo verse.
Yeah, or the DMX verse.
Yeah, just like thousands. Yeah. No, I've met a lot of people off the internet.
It's Letitia. Yeah. Come on, girl.
A generational thing.
Yeah.
Not even so much, because a lot of older people than me
y'all
do
motherfuckers
that.
Is weirdos. Yo, meeting people online.
Like,
y'all crazy, man.
Yeah, I think
barely trust some of the niggas that I'm around.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how do you meet somebody on? Yo, niggas, you around to do you wrong, and you'll meet somebody online and like, yo, I get it. That's the new wave. That's the wave. It's wavy. Yeah. It's wavy and shit.
Yep. It's litty.
It's litty. Word up. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Is that the first time you've ever said that?
Nah, I got litty? A song called "Litty." It's litty.
Nah, not at all.
Get ready for that, dude.
No, you put it out recently, right?
No, not yet.
No.
I use it in the same context every time.
All right, a couple of short things I want to talk about. Typing.
Yes.
Sheik was talking about ASDF. Typing class.
Let me see, is that right? Is it
ASDF? Yeah, you're good so
far. ASDF.
Yeah. G. Oh, shit.
J-K.
Semicolon.
Y'all said we took it in typing class.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know if you was the only one to typing class.
Yeah, I don't know if it switched over to computer. Was it computers or some shit? Mm-hmm. Or was it typing? Typewriters.
It switched to computers.
Word. And then that's how I remember that shit. And your thumb was the space bar and shit like that. Wow,
yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, no, that was it.
Why, what's up? I like that Sheik is like ready to fight.
No, not at all, man.
Why, what's up?
Oh, no, here's another thing problems. That Sheik felt very passionate about, bobbing for apples.
Yeah, man, who made that shit up, man? I seen that shit, like, is it that I'm old now and I feel
no,
that
it's
way?
Nasty, it's nasty.
Dog, like, yo, and then the next kid goes and tries to bite that same apple, but he misses and spit in his braces and shit.
Nah, it's all nasty. Also, kids are generally, like, disgusting at that age.
Y'all so niggas invented that.
Yeah, we invented
white
that.
People. That's our culture.
We
yeah,
do
y'all
not
invented bobbing for apples. No, we didn't. That other shit. That fucking
I've never gone
when
bobbing for apples.
You jump in the haystack to the finish line.
No, we didn't do any of that man. Like fall type shit.
We're
no.
from 15 minutes away from
I
you.
Know, yeah. You think we live in the sticks?
Yeah.
No.
Whatever the fuck. In that movie, didn't look nothing like 15 minutes from my house.
No, we didn't. No, we're not from the Upper West Side. We were
holy
from Harrison.
Shit, you saw your farmer's market? Damn. Y'all live in Whole Foods.
Yeah.
That's South Harlem.
Everything is like, damn, that was nice. Yeah, right? What the fuck? Like, yo. Yo, you know when y'all motherfuckers come out the supermarket with like, and then the bread be sticking out the bag and shit? That shit is fly. I'm always wondering like how the bread sticking out the bag like.
Perfectly,
yo,
right?
Yo, you know the bread?
Perfectly.
Your baguette?
Yeah.
Your baguette?
Yeah, that bread and shit sticks out the bag and then you like little stuff in the bag and shit.
Yo, I want Sheik to do stand up and it all to be about bread sticking out of the bag.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yo, and then
got the pico with the bread sitting.
Yeah. Did you see the grocery bag they gave him? It was cloth. That shit was sweet.
Yeah.
Yo, that's some Upper West Side shit right there.
That's very Upper West Side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That shit was like...
That's some Whole Foods shit. I know you don't go to Whole Foods anymore. You get it delivered to you now that you're Amazon Prime.
No.
I will keep that bag. Look what they give us when they give us shit. This shit, they wrote on it. Yo, dog. Come on, man. Your shit had the fuck.
Yo, did you guys see that? Are you guys like to like touch the people and like say hello to like people when you meet them, right?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Sometimes. They my brothers are.
Yo, no, but like, did you see the whole thing? Like, the New York Times reported on Ludacris giving like...
So he'll buy groceries for people when he's in line with them. Like,
which is really nice.
He's been doing it for years,
but
apparently.
It became like this thing in the New York Times.
Well,
like,
because
a big article.
It one time went viral.
Mm. How often is he in that supermarket, though? Because
apparently
in my
a
supermarket,
lot.
I'm there like a lot.
The New York Times texted Shaka Zulu and asked how many times a month Ludacris goes to the store. It's crazy. He was like, he goes plenty of times, and yes, sometimes he does buy.
No, but like, there's like all these mentions
every
on Twitter.
Little thing. Like, I go to my, like, so to do that, it's, people will be waiting for you to see if you're getting online, right? You
really?
Guys, if you're buying it, he does it every time he goes to the supermarket?
I guess so.
I guess.
That's pretty dope.
I think that's really nice.
Yeah. That's dope.
You know, I think a lot of
what if you're in line and there's five people in front of you? Mm-hmm. All
don't
shit?
Get
no, I don't think it's
no props for it.
It's a good question. You
guys, super dope to anybody who gives back at any.
Did you guys
time.
Ever do like hell giveaways, yeah. like you know turkeys and all
the
that stuff?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, they do.
Oh no,
we're still here. Like that's the we
no
you, every
right
day
no turkeys for anybody.
Yeah, like you know like sometimes with me like I don't look at that'd be the hard thing, Luce. Like you know what I mean? Like I don't know what everybody look is giving back.
Word.
Like you know
a lot
what I mean?
In my life, we've been doing a lot that we don't tell y'all
that,
about.
That nobody hears about or you don't tell nobody about or there's no glory in it or no anything. It's just kind of like part of what you have to do with being in the position.
Then
you
want people to know.
Being where you from. It's like when a millionaire give $100,000.
Yeah.
It's like funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
One time I mean, not a millionaire.
When we was giving out
part of that statement.
Yeah.
If you're a millionaire and you give $100,000, you're a fucking great person. That's
10%. Yeah.
Talk about a multi-millionaire, multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
And they say they gave $100,000 and it's a fucking
why the
tax
fuck
write-off and we all like.
Yo, Styles.
Yeah, he gave a, get the fuck out of here. That's not a give back.
Hey, yo, Jack, you can't, what's the name though? I had, one time I posted, we was doing stuff for Rock Nation. We was giving out like feeding, like food and shit, remember?
Yeah.
People get mad when you post. They're like, why you got to post if you're doing it? If you're doing it, if you're feeding the homeless. I want to show some dope stuff that we're doing. Like, why do people get mad at that?
And
that
also, maybe people will see your post and want to get involved.
Yeah.
Like, how about that?
Yeah, isn't that true. The whole thing?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like, why do they get like, they be like, you shouldn't have to broadcast. Some people saying to me like, yo, nigga, you ain't got to, if you're doing that and feeding the homeless, why you got to broadcast that you're giving turkeys?
Well, just block me then.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, it's your life.
Yeah.
Don't mind me, my brother.
Do you guys do tourist stuff in New York City?
Tourist.
How could you say that? If you're from New York, it can't be considered a tourist event.
Well, I mean, like, do you go to, like, Empire State Building? Do you, like, take your families to, like, Statue of Liberty? Do you take your families
to... Nah, my kids... Nowadays, the kids go with camp. Mm. They go with their camps and stuff like that. So you kind of really... The shit we had to do back then, the camps is don't you? They taking them and oh shit, where you went today? I was at Splashdown Water Park. I was at the Statue of Liberty. I was on the boat, the ferry. And I was like, oh shit, all right. That's what's up, man. Time I got to pick you up.
I don't know. I went to the museum with my wife and son.
Mm. Yeah, I love shit like that.
Yeah.
Which one, the Met?
Nah.
Yeah.
The shit with the animals and the dinosaurs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Natural History Museum.
Natural History Museum, Upper West Side.
Yeah, Ben Stiller.
Your hood.
Yeah, yeah, our hood. I liked...
Yo, you got to check in whenever you come to the Upper West Side.
When you go to the chiropractor styles.
Oh, shit.
Make sure you check
it's a
in.
No-fly zone.
That's right.
You got to come through us.
Yo, how'd you feel when Meg Ryan said to Tom Hanks, you're nothing but a suit?
I thought Tom Hanks was a bitch at that moment. That's what the fuck I thought.
Out of everything she could have said, that
ain't
shit
no
hurt
fucking
him.
Suit.
Right? That shit hit him.
You on my dick online, I would have told him.
Word.
You on my dick online. I'm a suit. Fuck out of here.
That's when Chappelle
come to
came
my
in.
Store.
A suit. Bitch, you on a dick, bitch. Like, he's just
sitting there. Chappelle was in my store. Too.
Yeah. Oh, he's outside. Like, word.
In, yeah, come look at my store. Suit.
Yo, how good a friend is Dave Chappelle in this movie? He's there, like, working out with him. He's there, like, checking to see if she's hot or not, like, outside.
I just feel like Dave Chappelle has no life in this movie.
He's doing
Chappelle
all
the
dirty
did
work
the right
at work.
Thing. He got, it's on his resume. He did a flick with Tom Hanks.
No, Eric just means his character, though.
His character. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he was the dope stick, man. But, yeah, he needed to be. He needed more role. He needed more minutes
fuck
in that shit.
That.
He only had, like, three playing minutes.
Yeah, I want to see, like, Dave Chappelle's journey throughout the movie. Like, when he's not on camera.
Yeah.
It's like him just like sitting in a room waiting for Tom Hanks to call him.
Yeah.
Facts. I know after that, yo, Chappelle, I feel you, bro. You knew that nigga was calling you for Toy Story and all that shit.
If not Dave Chappelle, who could it have been?
In that movie?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who else do you think was like almost cast for that part?
Hold on.
Give me a second. As his guy?
1998.
Back then? Oh, 98. Back then.
Yeah, 98. My guess is
don't
like a.
Don't say Ving Rhames.
My guess is like a Chris Tucker.
That was Ving Rhames' time, though. That was like Pulp Fiction era right there.
I feel like Chris Tucker would be like the right time for that.
That would be his time.
That time works.
Or like Tommy Davidson.
Martin.
Mm.
Martin Lawrence would have worked.
He might have been too big at that point.
Might have been, but it would have worked here.
That's Martin was popping, right?
Yeah, huge. Yeah.
A Wayans?
Who was the other fucking black guy?
So
you said one
Wayans.
Of the Wayans?
Yeah. Could it have been like a Wayans, like a Damon?
Needed somebody.
It could have been anybody because that part was kind of on mouth.
Oh, no. I mean, for sure. It was.
She could have been Looch.
It was literally. Well, when was Honey?
That's a great question, man.
You know, we have to watch Honey with you guys.
Damn. Who could have.
I was in jail for Honey, man.
Fucking sucked.
Who the fuck could have been that? I don't know. It's a good question, though. Definitely a good question.
Denzel.
No way.
Hell no.
No way.
Denzel can't make you laugh.
Maybe in this
it
movie
has
he
we have to. We have to work on that, Denzel. Call me because, yo, listen. We got to get you with the right person and then do some comedic
Denzel
stuff,
Denzel
man. I going
to fuck you up and I... Damn.
Who?
I got to step to the side.
Yeah.
Denzel is dope. He just won't do no kind of comedic stuff, man. And I know that's not your shit.
We're going to have to jump Denzel. I'm going to feel sad. I'm gonna fuck my whole life.
I ain't going to lie. I'm letting him fuck me up, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then I got to jump him. Denzel. You can't have Denzel.
Nothing funny about that.
Son, low yummy. He's going to call you low yummy. Hit you in your throat.
That equalizer shit is a movie, Denzel. You punch like a bitch.
Yo. All right. How many Richie thumbs are we giving this? Let's start with Sheik Looch.
I'm giving it a Richie thumb fingernail.
That's it. Not even the full thumb.
I'm giving it.
I mean, it's a big thumb.
Yeah, I'm giving that shit. Nah, all right, cool. Let's be real.
Still a finger now.
Nah.
Out of 10, Richie Thumbs.
Out of 10, Richie Thumbs, honestly. Nah, there, the counts of everything around it. And
Six.
That's high.
Because y'all brought up, y'all made me, I didn't think of like, yo, y'all, they show the whole internet back then and shutting down mom. Y'all brought up a lot of stuff.
If you were watching this with your wife, what would you give it?
I would have gave it 5 minutes and turned the TV because I didn't know what it was about. That's what I would have gave it. 5 minutes. She'd have been like, give me the fucking remote. Give me the remote. I'd have had this shit in my ass. Where the remote is at? Get the fuck out of here. I'd give that shit 5 minutes.
Yo,
I'd give it like 6 because y'all brought up so much shit. I was like, damn, word. Yeah, y'all seen some deep shit in this shit.
Styles P, how many Richie Thumbs would you give this movie?
I don't know, because now looking back on it, how they set it up, I'm kind of feeling bad about how this went down.
Mm-hmm.
They totally shitted on Meg Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like kind of like, when you think about it,
mm-hmm.
he fucked her business up. He stalked her. She didn't have a job.
Mm.
And then he still won at the end of the day.
Still got the bitch.
Yo.
Internet still fucked everything though. Up.
Yeah.
I got mixed feelings on this one because they schooled you on the internet.
Yeah.
But then you thought it was a love thing, but it really wasn't that much love. He did some pervy, stalky.
Yeah, it's like crazy, a PSA.
Kind of, yeah. Like, if he did that now, he going to jail.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Right? If he did that in 2018, right now.
Hell yeah.
They'd be killing them on Twitter, Instagram, everything. You fucking perp
walk the whole thing.
You weirdo. Yeah. This.
Yeah. Yep.
So look at
canceled. Tom Hanks canceled.
I don't know. I have to give it.
Y'all brought up some good points with a lot of shit, though. Y'all
this is like a weird thing. Like it's because it's weird. Because it's like it's just very weird. Now that you think about it from a different aspect.
But you loved it before.
Yeah, yo, you made me realize a lot of shit, P.
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
You know what it is? I'm a big fan of
Nor Ephron.
Both of them.
Nah, both of them. Like, when you put certain actors together, or like, you just could be shit, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Like, even if it's a fucking love film, romantic comedy, you got to watch it because it's like Tom Hanks and fucking Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you got to see their work, how what they do, how it ends up.
Totally.
I'm gonna give it on a Richie Thumbs. We're gonna give it a. I'm gonna go with a 6 thumbs.
Wow. Mm. All right.
I'm going to go with a 6 thumbs.
For all the same reasons that you gave, as dark as it is, as sinister as Tom Hanks is, right? Like, all the negative stuff and showing you what love is in, like, an internet age way before the internet is like it is now, I'm going to go 8.5 Richie Thumbs.
What?
I'm going to go 8.5 Richie Thumbs because that makes it a better movie for me. I'm like, there's levels. This is, like, crazy shit.
That's why I thought Styles was going to be higher because all three of y'all brought up. Well, not really. You
know what it is? I've
y'all
seen
brought so much dope shit. Like, I was like, oh, wow.
Not really, you know what I mean?
I feel like it's like a... Okay. If I was reviewing this in 1998, I would have given it probably like what you guys gave it. You know, like
a 6.
More positive thing. Right. I feel like it's like now...
How many thumbs?
Because you compared like it to technology today and it's...
No, like, not even the technology. I'm saying that like the dynamic between Tom Hanks...
I got you.
And Meg Ryan is, you know, obviously it's a very cutesy thing, but there's a very controlling and weird thing to it. I'm going to say, I want to say 3, but I'm going to go 4.
Wow.
I swear to God, I knew it.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to bet that shit. Yo, we should have a pool. I swear I was going to bet that shit around 3. I thought he was going to say around 3 or 4. On like, everything I love.
And also,
it's
like,
weird when you look back at it, though, like, that's what's really weird. Like, just even on the shit where they said about the technology, I was listening to the dude who's going to fuck everything up. I was like, wow, that was in 98.
Mm.
Who wrote the film that knew that was actually going to happen?
Right.
Like,
up.
Yep.
Like, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And then that shit is whole. Like, he really mind fucked her.
Yeah.
To a point, like, because I'd be dumb heated if somebody did that shit to me.
Oh, my God.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I'm sitting at dinner with a book of the rose, all kind of stupid shit. You come to
the
dinner.
The nigga was actually there.
Yeah, you there. It's you. You leave. Don't say it's you. Like, what the fuck kind of fuck shit is that?
Fucked
like,
up.
Catfishing at its finest.
Facts. Where did you watch Sleepless in Seattle?
I'm not going to lie to y'all, man. That was my last fucking white movie. That's my last white movie that y'all niggas ever going to fucking bring up in this bitch. All right? You heard?
I told everybody on the thing. But it was a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
It brought up a lot of... It.
I feel like we should go for an even whiter movie next time.
What is possibly whiter than this?
There's a lot of white movies.
Django! Let's watch Django next. Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God.
Flowers in the Attic.
No, I love Django.
Yo, you know, I watched Flowers in the Attic as a kid. Flowers I used to get dropped off at my grandmother's house on Riverdale and shit. And I watched that shit. I sat
Mommy
there.
Mommy Dearest.
Flowers in the Attic is dope.
Of Mice and Men.
That's real white.
That's real white. We're going all day with this shit.
That's real white.
Any Clark Gable movie. Any John Wayne movie.
Oh, that's real white. That's real white.
Yeah, we got a lot of white shit.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of white film, though.
You know what's so crazy? I know them Westerns. A lot of Westerns was definitely on that shit, Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Westerns, man. I'm a Western fan. I'm a Bonanza. I'm a Gunsmoke.
Yeah, you guys are supposed to be. You haven't ridden a horse, right?
Nah, if that's the case, no. Nah, I haven't. I mean, as a kid.
Have you really?
Not right now where I could go fast and turn and stop.
Even just like, you know.
As a child, yes.
I almost died on my horse ride.
When? Yeah, no, you was in some fly shit, though.
Yeah, I was on a horse. I think it was Negril. I'm going to say Negril.
Integra or some shit.
Did it toss you?
One of them shits, no. I was on a horse. I could swim backwards and I could float and swim frontwards. A little bit.
Yeah.
Just enough. But the horse went in far.
In the water?
Yeah, dude and my wife was like, I want to say a good football, like 100 yards.
What happened to no man left behind? 100 yards,
yeah. And the horse kept going deeper and deeper. And
but if he's swimming, you good.
Yeah, but he was making noises and doing all kind of like, you know, I don't know about animals, and I don't fuck with the water.
Right.
It was a double negative.
Yeah.
So he's into his neck now, and now I'm thinking, oh, shit, if he's a horse or he's this tall, if I hop off of him.
Where was the water to you?
He's a horse. Where I'm on the horse. Stomach? No,
where was the water coming up to
on
you?
On my legs, my waist, legs. Like he and his neck. It's like his neck, my waist.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. He's making all kind of crazy noises, all this kind of shit. Now, I was terrified.
Did you think about doubling back?
I did double back. Oh, you did? I just yanked the fucking, what you call it around
here? Horse.
That shit.
What are you saying?
I remember they said that.
Horse.
I just remember they said, yank it. You yank it to whatever direction you want to go in.
Yeah.
I just kept yanking it, and he just kept going
Do you remember
back.
Your horse's name?
Brian.
I don't remember his fucking name.
Brian.
Jeff.
If I have.
That's why you have such bad memories towards me.
That's what's up, man. Yo, dog, that's fly shit, though.
We've never ridden horses, have we?
No. But we might. We're going.
They're not really white. Every week they keep disappointing me.
Every week. Like,
ridiculous.
Just nothing but disappointment.
No Goldie Hawn movies.
Nah.
What the fuck is going on?
I haven't ridden horses yet.
But we're going to
Utah. I understand
why
we might not have.
We're going to Utah and Arizona. No, we might do it down like the canyons and all that.
You are?
Yeah. We're going at the end of this month.
Yeah?
10 days. My first vacation in 10 years.
Who are you going with?
Our brothers.
Yeah?
Yeah, me, Jeff, and Dan.
If you guys want to come too, that's cool.
Let's go. You guys are our brothers.
Yeah.
We should film. We should shoot out there for like a day of it. And
I can't wait. What are we doing?
We're going to Utah and Arizona.
I think I do more white shit than y'all.
I know for a fact
I do.
We definitely do way more. We
own a juice shop.
High five, Jeff. High fucking five, Jeff.
I think we do more white shit than you.
You own a juice shop. Then you do more white shit.
That was hilarious.
Oh, shit. That was quick. That was clever.
As somebody who does own a juice shop, did that ring true for you? Like going up against like the big box stores? Like who's your competition?
Java, it's a lot. With that
a lot, but we look at it like I think the difference between us and what everybody else does is we take the bar model serious. We don't just sell juice. We take the bar model real, real serious. You come in, it's a family environment.
Can I tell you?
Cheers for healthy
what
folks.
What I think about you guys is that dope. Where they put their juice bars is key.
Yeah.
It's like meaning like other motherfuckers may put it in the village or around your area where I know I could charge $50 a drink, right? They put it to where, man, these young black youth need this nutrition.
Yeah.
You know, and stop me from wrong, right? Like y'all put it to where, which is so cool, man. You know what I mean? I joke on him a lot with vegan and stuff like that, but and I say this over and over, the realistics, I hate to get
no,
serious,
let's go.
It's dope stuff.
It's really dope. And it's dope.
And it's saving lives,
it's
man.
It's dope that you're there. It's dope that you show them that you're drinking
it,
too.
Oh, yeah, we love this shit, man. It's what we do. It's dope
you do the video programs.
Because the reality at the end of the day is,
dope
like,
you bring Joe Budden and Fat Joe and everybody through.
If you listen to two Jews and two black dudes and you hear we make a lot of, we're kind of funny with the racial stuff. We're kind of very open. We're brothers, so it's all in fun. It's all in coolness. But we're just trying to take care of everybody, make everybody laugh, black, white, indifferent.
Whatever.
Same
Rose
shit with
was.
Health. Yeah, we don't give a shit. Like, we want to keep people healthy. We want to keep people laughing. We want to have fun. We don't care what your background is.
That's right.
We love it all, but we just want to be that one show that you can say, hey, that shit is really different.
Real talk.
Really cool. Like, you know what I mean?
I agree.
If anyone's ever offended by our show, fuck you. Tune off.
That's right. That's right.
Denzel.
Shout out to our sponsors.
Denzel. Will you stop it? One more time. I fucking love you, Denzel. When we was comparing each other,
you're
going to
be at a show.
Your comedic shit.
You're going to be at a show. Denzel's going to come. Right?
Try to equalize the shit if you want, nigga. I'm going to fuck you up. I'll tell you now.
You can't fuck up, dude.
No, but that's why I said I'm going to let him win.
Lay down.
You can't fuck up. We can't, man. We got to let Denzel beat us down. I was going to jump in because he's going to chop you in your throat with some fly.
He's not. He's going to do it. He's going to try.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. Remember, coming up on October 3rd here in New York City at Highline Ballroom, we want to see you guys out there in the audience. Get your tickets right now. Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies live. It'sthereal.com. Get them before they sell out. Jeff, if people want to find out more about me and you, we are It's The Real. If people want to find out more about our podcast, Waste of Time with It's The Real, or more about other episodes of Two Jews and Two Black Jews Review the Movies, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com for any of your itsthereal.com needs.
And by the way, there's a lot of needs that I'm sure you guys have. If you want to be clothed, we have t-shirts available at itsthereal.com.
There are people who have bought numerous t-shirts from us.
Shout out to all you guys. By the way, if you guys want to have something to read or write in, we have that. We make it possible for you guys to read and write.
Yeah.
A book that is available for pre-order right now at itsthereal.com and Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's called Rhyme Book. Go get it.
Search for Rhyme Book Rosenthal.
Yeah, it'll make it easier. By the way, if you guys want to listen to music, we have music that you guys can listen to at itsthereal.com or podcasts. Everything's at itsthereal.com.
Yeah, and you can also find us on Twitter at itsthereal, Facebook at itsthereal, Instagram at itsthereal. I am on Fortnite at itsthereal. I'm not very good, but okay. I'm there.
All right.
And if you want to hear more of these podcasts, you can always go to soundcloud.com/awasteoftime or soundcloud.com/itsthereal. Or you can also go on iTunes, search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real. It is also available on Android devices, on like Google Play, Spotify, a bunch of other streaming services. Just go find A Waste of Time with It's The Real.
Yeah, I like all the people who are listening on Spotify. It's a new fun way for all of us to listen to 200 plus episodes of the podcast. Jeff, we like to shout out everybody who has been so great to us and spreads the word about this podcast. We want you guys to go tell the world about how good this podcast is. They can go back in the archives, they can listen, they can catch up, they can binge. And it all starts with you guys, and the shout-outs come from us. So, Jeff, who do you want to shout?
I want to shout out three people within the Locks camp.
All right.
That have played a special role in our lives this past year.
Yes, yes.
I want to shout out our friend Remo.
Shout out to Remo.
Who listens to every episode and has been a light, a beacon in our lives.
There you go.
I want to shout out Poobs.
Yeah, shout out Poobs.
Who opens the door to the studio and also opens the studio to our hearts.
That's right.
And Richie Thumbs, whose hands are enormous.
Almost as big as his heart. And Jeff, I want to shout out the two people who suggested this movie, Julia Rubin.
Oh.
And David Cho. What, you and me?
Yeah, they're going to be like Styles and Sheik.
No.
Yeah.
But shout out to David, shout out to Julia, who wanted us to review this movie. Here it is, guys. Thank you for suggesting it. And please, keep the suggestions coming. More Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies on the way. Make sure you cop your tickets at itsthereal.com for our show on October 3rd, Highline Ballroom. Two Jews, Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. As always, Jeff, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys next week.